Good morning. This is Becky Spieth, and I'm excited to be here with you this morning. God's given me a prophetic word just for you. So for those of you that are live on the call with us this morning, I just want to encourage you and let you know that God appointed this moment specifically for you, that there's a double measure of anointing and blessing for those of you that are on live with us today. And for those of you that are listening to this recording, I want you to know that God loves you and that he has a message for you, not only to end 2014 in a way that is going to be very special, but that he's got a new year, 2015, that's going to bless you. And I hope this message blesses you. Before we give that word that the Lord gave me for you specifically, I want to go to the Lord in prayer first to start our time together. Heavenly Father, we love you and we praise you. We give you every particle of glory that we could possibly give you. Lord, we ask that you do an amazing work today. I pray that the scales will be taken off of our eyes, our ears will be unplugged, our heart will be circumcised anew, and Holy Spirit, that you will speak divine revelation to our spirit man. Lord, I thank you for this ability and this honor to be able to speak your word to your people. Lord, I praise you and I thank you and I love you so much. Lord, I ask that you would just empty out every bit of my flesh and every bit of myself from me and that you would speak clearly and succinctly through me. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for each person listening. Lord, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for your love. I praise you for who you are. And Lord, I thank you for this time that we have together. I thank you for the anointing that's falling even now as we speak. We praise you. We love you. We thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The year 2015, for those of us that are going off of the Gregorian calendar, which is the Gentile calendar, we're finishing up 2014. It's today's the 29th, and we have just a couple of days before we'll be entering into the year 2015. And I am always curious as to the biblical meaning of what the New Year's number means and what it signifies for us. And as I was preparing a message, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, for our Bible study and our prayer time, God shared with me this message. And he said, I said, Lord, why would you want me to do this now? And he said, I don't. I want you to share this with my people right at the very end of 2014 as they move into 2015. So I've had this message just sitting here waiting, almost like a baby just waiting to be delivered. And know that God has something very special for you. This isn't a message that is going to be a big blanket message, but I believe in my heart of hearts that Holy Spirit wants to speak specifically to you. Now, the number 15 in the Bible pictures rest, which comes after deliverance, which was represented by the number 14. And we know that many times when we talk about deliverance, it means that we've been delivered, that there's been a time of war or a time of birthing or something that feels as if it's been a struggle, but God wants you to know that in 2015, he wants you to rest. He's given me several words for you today, and I want to share each one with you. The words that he's given me are rest, refresh, renew, restore, and receive. And I'm going to break these down for you because I don't believe these words are necessarily for me personally. They are to some respect. But I know that if you're listening to my voice, that these words are specifically for you. I want you to take just a moment and ask the Holy Spirit to speak directly to your spirit man on which of these words are for you. After we're finished with our study time today and our prayer time, I'm going to open up the lines and I'm going to turn the recording off because I want you to be able to share very openly. But I would love it if you would stay on the line and share how the Holy Spirit spoke to you and which of these words, maybe all of them, are for you. But take special notice and write down what the Lord is speaking to you, you personally, as a result of the word that he's given. So realizing that the number 15 pictures rest after deliverance, I want us to also consider that this would be the year 5775, according to the Jewish calendar. And it's represented as hay, a window looking with your hands lifted, beholding something great, a time of revealing. I also believe that the year 2015 is going to be a year of seeing, a year of watching, and tremendous revelation. We've been praying and we've been seeking, and many, many of us feel like there's been a stirring. I almost feel as if it's not just a normal stirring, as if we're a batter that we're being stirred and made into something different. I see it more like a mixer, or what we used to call them as beaters when we were little children, that as this batter's being formed, that it's on high, and there's such an immense stirring, but it's creating something new, a new mixture. One of the things that we will experience, is, and we need to know, is that it's going to be a time where there could be battle, that it could be that there's still some of us coming through this time of deliverance. But we need to stand strong in our identity in Christ as we speak to the mountains that are revealed to us. This mountain may be a mountain of ministry, or it could be a mountain that the Lord is asking you to speak to and take authority over in your life and in your business. I believe that as we take our authority in Christ, that we're going to see a huge advancement in the kingdom of God. We're also going to hear sounds of jubilee like we've never, ever heard before. We're going to hear sounds of victory and a new music coming to the earth. We're going to be able to win battles simply by worshiping. We're going to emerge, and God is going to lead us into the presence of the Lord through this worship like never before. We're also going to be entering a season of harvest and of reward following hard work. This is going to be a year of jubilee. And this is a year that, as believers, we'll be blessed so that we can bless other people. There's going to be supernatural debt cancellation. Now, I'm not saying don't pay off your debts and just all of a sudden wait on the Lord. But I'm telling you, when you are faithful and you're doing what you need to do, that God is telling me right now that there will be debt cancellation because this is the year of jubilee. If you're unfamiliar with what I'm talking about, Deuteronomy 15, 1 through 2 tells us at the end of every seventh year, cancel all debts. This is the procedure. Everyone who has lent money to a neighbor writes it off. You must not press your neighbor or his brother for any payment. All debts are canceled. And God says so. You may collect payment from foreigners, but whatever you have lent to your fellow Israelite or your fellow believer, you have to write off. And as I was working through this process with the Lord and receiving from him, he said that this will be a year of canceling all debts and releasing money. So I'm going to ask now that this is speaking to you. I want you just to say right now, Lord, I receive this in Jesus' name. One of the other things that took place is there was a sabbatical of the land during the year of Jubilee. And to me, what I'm seeing for each one of us is that the Lord doesn't want us focusing so much on the creation of wealth or the creation of our business or the creation of things, that he wants us to take this, just like he rested on the seventh day, he wants us to take this time and press into him. And when we do this, during this year of rest, that we will have an overflowing abundance. He wants us to keep our eyes on Jesus. And when we take a break from that constant work and we focus on Jesus and his window of revelation, our faith and our trust, they're going to be stretched. But consequently, they're going to grow. For those who put total trust in God, I promise a rich reward, says our Holy Father. You know, throughout history, during a time of rest for and from the land, people packed the synagogues. And I believe that during this time, we're going to see churches and ministries filling. And even the funny thing about this is many people may not even realize what they're being drawn to, but they're being drawn to your anointing. There's going to be a fresh anointing. Receive this fresh anointing from the Holy Spirit now. This is going to be, and I want you to get this, if you don't get anything else from our time together, the Lord wants you to know that this will be a year of serving from a place of rest. This will be a year of serving from a place of rest. As I mentioned before, he wants us to keep our eyes on him, on Jesus. He's going to increase our faith upon the earth. And believers are going to receive a renewing of faith and focus more on faith in God and less on faith in their own talent and skills. I believe that this is a time where the Lord is delivering us from our flesh, but we have to release it, surrender it, and rest in the work that he wants to work in and through us. Matthew 11, 28 through 30 says, "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all of you who are weary and who carry heavy burdens, and I'm going to give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I'm humble and I'm gentle, and you will find rest for your souls, your mind, your will, and your emotions. For my yoke fits perfectly, and the burden I give you is light.'" God wants you right now to release your burdens, the ones that you've been carrying, things that have been burdening your mind, your will, and your emotions. He wants to give you rest. He wants you to walk in his light, in his rest. And he wants you to know that, yes, there will be times of work, of serving, but do it from his place of rest and peace. He may even be calling you to something new. I believe right now in Jesus' name that he is speaking to one of you, that he's called you to something new. But you keep hanging on to the old. Release the old to him. He's saying, release the old to me. Your burdens have been so heavy and you've carried them for so long unnecessarily. Release them to me, and I will give you your new vocation. I'm going to give you your new ministry. I'm giving you the place and having you be seated next to me to serve me and to serve others. Psalm 55:6 says, "Oh, how I wish I had wings like a dove, then I would fly away and rest." The dove is significant of Holy Spirit, as well as peace. So let me read it in that respect. "Oh, how I wish I had wings like Holy Spirit and his peace, that I would fly away and rest." That's where we truly find rest. If you find yourself seeking vacation to vacation or working from vacation to vacation, just seeking rest, seeking rest, seeking rest, he's saying, stop. Seek me. You will be so refreshed under my wings. Allow me to soar with you to new places so that you can rest, truly rest in me. You will accomplish more than you could ever have imagined on your own, but rest in me. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. God, tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. And if you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Psalm 127, 2 says, it's useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat in your own flesh. For God gives rest to his loved ones. Receive his rest. He also wants us to be a time of refreshing. Acts 3, 20 through 21 tells us that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heavens must receive until the time for restoring all things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. The refreshing comes from Holy Spirit. Proverbs 11:25 tells us, whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. Water is also symbolic of Holy Spirit. He's asking you to press into him. If you're not Spirit-filled, I'm going to encourage you to become Spirit-filled. Pray in the Spirit. Stay in that Spirit anointing. Allow him to refresh you. Allow him to restore to you. Proverbs 16:9 says, the heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. Right now, many of us are in a time of planning, and many have not been able to complete the plan because you've tried to do it in your own flesh. If you are still in your times of planning for the new year, the Lord is speaking directly to you, telling you that make your plan, but first press into me. Clear your mind. Renew your mind with me. Allow my wisdom to flow through you. Create your plan and allow me to establish your steps. He wants to renew. Psalm 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. I'm going to ask you now to search your hearts. Is there something in that secret place that maybe you've never revealed to anyone, maybe not even to the Lord? He's asking that you release it now, that you can have a renewed right spirit with him by releasing all of these burdens in the hidden crevices, tiny spots in your heart. Psalm 51:12 says, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. Keep your spirit willing before the Lord, and he will do amazing things. You will see things in 2015 you've never seen before. It's waiting for you. God has it for you. He's not holding it back. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, which is good and acceptable and perfect. Colossians 3:10-12 says, and put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Father God, I ask now for that renewing of knowledge upon each person because you are our creator. Give us your knowledge. Give us your revelation. Give us your wisdom. You tell us in Revelation 21:4 that you will wipe away every tear from our eyes and death will be no more. There will be no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Lord, we ask now in Jesus' name that we can release all of the former things, everything from 2014 and before, and enter into this new place with our renewed mind, our transformed mind, our clean spirit, our clean heart, our clean soul, and our clean bodies. Right now, I'm going to ask each one of you to receive the word that the Lord has given us, that you have received the time of rest, refreshing, renewing, restoration, anointing, and harvest. Receive everything that God wants to give you. He wants to create in you abundantly and perfectly, more than you could ever ask, think, dream, or imagine. He wants to do that in you, but you can't do this by working in your flesh. He's calling you now to rest in Him. Does not mean that you won't be working. Doesn't mean that you won't be serving. But He's calling you to a new resting and restoration in Him. He wants to give you a new anointing. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive the financial blessings. Receive His yoke. Receive your ministry. Receive working according to His plans that He's ordered your steps with. This can be a year like no other. You can be blessed abundantly to be able to be a blessing to others. You are going to see new revelation. You are going to see new finances. You're going to see the cancellation of debt. You are going to see so many things you've never seen before. You will have a stirring in your spirit like none other, but it will be one that will be accompanied with peace. Because you know you're hearing from Holy Spirit and you're receiving directly from the Lord. Allow Him to be the dove that helps you to fly away and rest. He's asking you to spend more time with Him. I know for many of you, just instantly you thought, but I have no time. I can't even accomplish what I need to accomplish. And He wants you to know that if you spend the time with Him, He'll take care of all the rest. He'll work and through every battle. He'll take care of every battle. But press into Him. He's saying, press into Me, My children. Allow Me to love you. I will send My warring angels. They will have victory, and you will hear the sounds of jubilee. You'll be participating in the celebration by staying in My rest. Allow Me to love you. Allow Me to sing songs over you. Allow Me to comfort. Allow Me to wipe your tears. Allow Me to restore, refresh. Allow Me to help you regain the things that you thought you've lost. You've not lost them. They're waiting here for you. I'm not a God that would take things or keep things from you. I'm a God of love. Come back to Me. Allow this time, even these next 2 days before we start the new year, to be the time that you press into Me. Just the two of us. Quiet conversation. I will sing songs over you, and you will worship Me with your song and your praise. Allow this to be a time like no other. Mark this day as a day of transformation, a day of moving from the flesh into the Spirit. I love you. I want you to know you're more than enough. If you're doubting even at this moment, I created you perfectly and wonderfully, and I know exactly where you're at. Release all of those thoughts of lack or doubt or when you've been too hard on yourself. Release it to Me. Allow Me to fill those places with rest, renewal, refreshing. You are more than enough. I love you just how you are. You think I haven't noticed or seen I've been here right along, just waiting for you. Come to me. Spend time with me. I've got so much goodness to pour out in you. Don't be surprised that after the time of resting and refreshing and renewal, I'm going to stir things up and you're going to see things like you've never seen before. Receive from me all that I have, and you will never be the same. I love you, my child. I love you. Don't allow those walls that you've put up to separate us any longer. Allow me to crush and demolish those walls once and for all. I love you. You are precious to me. Rest. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We receive your word. Lord, thank you. Lord, I do ask that you would create in us a clean heart, that 2015 would be such a special year. Lord, we accept the commission that you give us. Lord, help us to move from being fishermen to being fishers of men. Help us not to even once work in our own flesh this year. Lord, I ask that you would give us the strength, increase our faith, and our focus on faith so that we can have our stretching, our growth, but never step out of the place of 100% complete trust, 100% complete trust in you. Lord, I thank you for this precious anointing that has fallen today on each person that's listening. Lord, it's so heavy and it's so thick. It feels as if it's a heavy, heavy cloak. And Lord, it doesn't feel like a heaviness of a burden, but a thickness, a time of settling. And I thank you for that, Lord. I pray that you will settle this word so deep inside of our spirit man, we would never doubt that this word was for us. That we would be spirit-filled and live in that place of constant communion with Holy Spirit. Lord, you know that there's been so much happening in our world. Thank you that we do not fear. Lord, we receive your abundant blessings, especially financially in the cancellation of debt. Lord, help us not to move one inch, lift one finger, take one step in the flesh, but allow you to win our battles, allow you to lead us where you'd like us to go. Lord, I thank you for the divine revelation that will be taking place and is starting even now. I feel it, Lord. I pray that you will continue to restore health back to Ron and to Donald, Lord, after having heart attacks. We speak to their bodies now. We take authority over that mountain of sickness, especially heart attack and attacks on the heart. In Jesus' name, we take authority. We command healing. We speak healing into every cell, every blood cell, every tissue cell of these hearts, and command you now in Jesus' name to start functioning properly. We rebuke disease. We rebuke the spirit of death. We call out the death angel in Jesus' name, and we speak life into those hearts. We speak life into those bodies. And Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you will give them the release from the habits that they've had, the bad eating habits, the lack of rest, the lack of a proper diet, and you bring forth restoration to them. But Lord, I do ask that you would take away addictions, addiction to the eating of improper foods. Lord, it just keeps coming to me that they've just not ate the way that they should have, Lord, and that you are going to restore their hearts, every valve, every artery, every capillary, every blood vessel be open and restored, and that these hearts be hearts that are filled with you. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I do pray for wisdom for 2015. Lamar had brought that up, Lord, so give him an extra anointing of wisdom for 2015. But I know that we all feel like, Lord, we need your wisdom, and we know we receive that when we press into you, when we spend our time with you, Lord. So I pray that you will help each one of us to hear your voice very clearly, and we will do more of this, Lord. And we praise you. We praise you for this person that has joined us in the John Maxwell team through Lamar's influence and his sharing. Lord, I pray that you will increase favor, that favor will go out before him, that you will anoint his lips, that he will speak what you would want him to speak, and he would say what you would want him to say, and that you would draw those to him so that he can have the blessings that you've promised. Lord, we love you and we praise you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for this time together. Lord, I pray that you will just continue. I just ask, Lord, humbly, that you will give me my song of worship. I want that new song of worship to bless you and to win new battles through worship. I ask for a fresh anointing for 2015. Lord, I pray that each one of us will reach even just one person for your kingdom this year. Lord, I thank you for the ability to be able to have this group, this amazing group of people, join us this morning. Join our group that prays each Monday morning and starts our week with you. Lord, I pray that you will give me wisdom to lead and direct. Lord, I do pray for wisdom and direction, that you will direct my steps and my business plan, Lord, and in my ministry and the direction that I go, because truly, they're not mine at all. They're yours, Lord. I surrender them to you. I love you, Lord. I praise you. You are amazing and you are awesome. I'm so thankful to be your daughter. I love you. I ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.